Hello. Welcome back to Pisces season. What you just heard was, I couldn't even tell you because I came into the studio late and I'm kind of confused as to what's going on. My brother is here. He hates the story post that I was about to put on, so say hi, John.
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
Please don't do that.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I'm like still trying to figure out what's going on. So I'm just going to go ahead and play a song and you're just going to go along with it. You're listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And up next is Half Right by Heat Miser.
Thank you.
That was Half Right by Heat Miser. That sounded familiar. It's because it is familiar. That was Elliot Smith. I have stumbled upon this project band thing. Haven't looked into it at all because I literally found it yesterday. Because I started using Last FM. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's like a music tracking thing. Do you know what that is, Sean?
No one knows what that is.
Okay, well, I don't know about no one, but maybe the general public. It just, like, tracks all the stuff you listen to and gives you recommendations and stuff. It is pretty nice. Yeah. John's looking at me right now.
Good evening, y'all.
Yeah, the World Cup just happened. Argentina won. How do you feel about that, John?
Eh.
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
Do you know who they're playing?
Yeah, France, right?
Yeah. I can't stand France, so...
Me either.
Yeah, they're pretty annoying. I don't really, like... Personally.
Okay.
That's just my thoughts. I mean, I can say things about France. That's allowed on air, I think. Okay, John's just looking at me, and so it's really quiet if we're not talking, so I'm going to play more music. This is a song from John. Do you want to introduce it, John?
Alameda, Elliot Smith. He's a good one.
Yeah, this song is great. Okay, enough. Alameda by Elliot Smith.
Thank you.
What a classic. That was Alameda by Elliott Smith. Thanks, John, for the song.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Up next, are you okay today? Are you sure you want to be here? I don't know what to say. literally anything. You can say whatever you want in here. Actually, that's not true, but anything that you would like to
say. Well, guys, I hope you guys are staying safe on this gloomy Sunday.
Is it that gloomy? It was really beautiful and bright this morning, and then now it's gloomy, which is kind of sad. The semester's ending, people are leaving, and packing up my room and realizing like how much stuff I own, which is just depressing. And today's the last day that I'll do radio, and for 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Why are you doing it in 6 months?
Maybe longer.
I thought it was the start of senior year.
I mean, like, maybe. I might do it during the summer, because I'll be here.
Oh, I didn't know what's going on in the summer.
Yeah, I'll be here. But that's a really long time to not do radio. Think of all the music I'm going to find in that amount of time. And not be able to share it with everyone. How sad. Thoughts?
What am I supposed to say? Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. I feel like I'm talking to you. And there's.
Well, no, you're kind of talking to the people.
I don't know. You could be like, I'll carry on your legacy and do WMFO while you're gone in your place.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. This next song is Meet Me in the City. Do you have any?
Shout out to my fellow Max Griffith.
This
is a Mississippi native, and yeah.
Yeah, he was gonna come on my show the other morning, but then they didn't wake up.
Yeah.
So
my alarm didn't go off.
So he did not make it to the studio. So I'm really sad that I didn't get to have them on, but now I have John and Max's music. So thank you, Max, for the song. Up next is Meet Me in the City by Junior Kimbrough.
We'll I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah. Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone? Little teenage blue-eyed groupies will do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
We ain't on the cover,
baby. Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother? Wanna see my smiling face
on
the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Front smiling man. Oh, beautiful.
Whoa, that was a hit.
Yeah. My mom told me that was her grandmother's favorite song.
Oh, I know. Nana plays it.
No. 24/7. Her grandmother.
Oh, that one's been passed down from generations.
I know. It's impressive. John, what is your interpretation of that song? We were talking about this in the car the other day.
I feel like it's like a satire. I think it's a funny song.
Yeah.
And the lyrics are really a joy to listen to. And also, it just puts you in the right mood.
Yeah, we turned that one all the way up and John walked around the studio. It was funny. Up next is another song. It's Southern Nights. Do you have any...
I just added this to my playlist this morning.
Oh, really? You just...
Well, I know the song. It's just I haven't listened to it in a while.
I think it's in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Oh, that just kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah, I know. They, like, put all the best songs on Chris Pratt's Walkman. Ugh. Have you watched the Mario trailer with his voice in it?
No.
With Chris Pratt is playing Mario.
That's not good.
In the Mario movie. And apparently Mario and Luigi aren't Italian plumbers. They're two guys from Brooklyn, New York. Who, like, get dropped into Mario World, apparently. I could be making that totally up. Just a singular person told me that, and I just, like, went with it. So that could be completely false.
Hey, I'm Mario. That's what he'd sound like. Wouldn't be accurate.
No, he sounds like an idiot.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I already think he's, like, annoying enough.
I feel like that's a little... I don't know.
What?
I feel like they should have, like, I don't know. So, like, an Italian actor.
I mean, like, at least someone who can, like, sound somewhat Italian. Like, he just sounds like I don't even know how to explain it. It sounds so bad. Maybe I'll play a clip of it.
Good idea.
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, is that like copyright though?
I don't know.
Okay, up next is Southern Nights by Glenn Campbell. That was Southern Nights by Glenn Campbell. Something just hit the floor. John, what just hit the floor?
It's from my headphones.
His headphones. I didn't turn on his mic. Whoopsies. Now it's on. So now we have a PSA called A Trip to the River. Let's hit it. Chirp, 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 chirp.
Hey, welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyway, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Oh, sounds good.
Ruff, ruff. Jingle, jingle.
Hey, wait. You gotta make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decomposable, isn't it?
True, but all that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down to the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers. Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want it to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river.
Ruff, ruff.
Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
That was kind of fun. I felt like I was a voice actor. You didn't.
I like doing this Karen, stuff.
Karen had a really deep voice. our characters were Karen and Laura. I don't know if that was made clear from the skit. Up next, we have a song called Just a Friend by Biz Markie. Do you think it's, like, okay for us to say that, like, Mom played this song for us?
Yeah, no, this is a great song. Rest in peace, Biz Markie. He's a great, and this song brings people together, and you don't have to be a good singer to sing along. It's pretty bad, his singing, but it's but it's also like heaven to my ears.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And he's a unique singer, and this is a good song, great song, in fact.
Yeah. Okay, let's hit it. Just a Friend by Biz Markie.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man, she tried to pretend. She said, no I don't, I only have a friend. I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Blah's work for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up, and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? A fella tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Thank you.
remember, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
That was Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. Before that was Just a Friend by Biz Markie. Up next we have a song from John.
I'd like to clarify, it's from Mr. Buddy.
Okay.
Shout out Mr. Buddy.
Okay. What is this song, John?
Well, it's originally written by, what's it called, Towns Van, you know, that man. But Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard did a cover of it. Fun fact, the person that I work with at the sink, like great uncle, grankle, if you will, is Merle Haggard. Rest in peace, Merle Haggard. This is a great song.
Yeah. Okay, let's hit it.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Back into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore has gone outside his pants, where all the honest world feels. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way. Ended up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, the lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody
hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true, to save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old.
Was Pancho and Lefty by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard.
Living on the road, my friend.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Up next is another song from Johnny. He's hijacked my show.
Hey, I mean, you're asking.
I'm Johnny.
I'm giving.
Okay. I've told Every Little Star by Kim Davey. Anything special about it?
No, I just watched... what is it, Mulholland Drive?
I haven't seen that. What is it?
It's really a brain buster. I was super confused.
Is it a movie?
Yeah.
When did it come out?
I'd be the early 2000s or late 1900s. I don't know.
Mulholland Drive. I don't know if I've heard of this movie. Who told you to watch it?
Watch it with Layla, because she had a movie project.
Oh, cool. Oh, Billy Ray Cyrus is in it. Interesting.
Oh, yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus is like a...
Don't spoil anything.
Never mind.
Yeah, I know. You're definitely about to spoil it. Okay. Kim Davies, I've Told Every Little Star.
Dum, da-dum, da-dum. a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade, but in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread its wings,
There's no stopping curiosity. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away. I can't do everything, well I can try. And as I roll along I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance. This world keeps spinning and there's no time to waste. Well, it all keeps spinning, spinning round and round and upside down. Who's to say what's impossible and can't be found? I don't want this feeling to go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away. Is this how it's supposed to be? Is this how it's supposed to be?
Yeah, Curious George song. That was Upside Down by Jack Johnson. And before that was ABBA's Take a Chance on Me. And then before that was Kim Davies' I've Told Every Little Star. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed what you heard, which I'm sure you did, you can tune in at 10 p.m. and hear my actual last show.
Tune in, actual last show. This one was a fake one.
No, no. This was like my second to last show. It wasn't a fake one, though. We played music
and talked
the whole time.
It was a Johnny show.
It was a Johnny show, and Johnny played music, and it was great. Thank you, Johnny, for the music. I really enjoyed it.
Of course. I was trying to cover all my bases.
Yeah. I feel like we covered a good amount of bases. Got some good music in there. This has been Pisces Season. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope everyone has a beautiful rest of their Sunday. And make sure to tune in at 10 p.m., same place. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
off and the sun burn out tonight. Reception less so warm. Set it off.
What is that? In the air. I feel at peace. Like I found something I've always been looking for on college radio. Thank you. Want to reach Nirvana? Tune in to Something in the Air with DJ Anna with two N's, Sundays 3 to 4 p.m., only on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm DJ Anna with two N's, as you heard from that little show promo that my dear friend Sydney Marcy from UMass Amherst made.
I gotta say, so good.
Okay, I'll tell Sid that.
They're not listening right now.
No. What? Like, Sid is probably still in UMass doing his business major finals. I don't know if they have that. But yeah, I'm Anna with two N's, and this is